DeSantis launches Florida's own version of DOGE. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that he is launching a state version of the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency Initiative. Like its counterpart at the federal level, Florida's DOGE will advise on downsizing government and making what's left run more efficiently, he said. At a press conference in Tampa, DeSantis said that Florida's DOGE task force will operate for 1 year before being dissolved, with a mandate to cut red tape and ensure that taxpayer dollars aren't wasted. Florida DOGE will implement a multi-pronged approach to eliminating bureaucratic bloat and modernizing our state government to best serve the people of Florida in the years ahead, the governor said. With 96 state government workers per 10,000 residents, fewer than any other state, Florida already runs a relatively lean government. DeSantis says there's room for greater efficiency. We've already been doing this stuff, DeSantis said. This will really help enhance that. DeSantis said he wants the task force to help eliminate 70 boards and commissions with 900 associated positions, in addition to the 740 positions he is already proposing to eliminate in the next budget. There's hundreds of these things. A lot of people have never heard of them, but they're there, DeSantis said. Florida's DOGE task force will audit state agencies using a combination of artificial intelligence and IT experts to scrutinize contracts for backdoor funding of diversity, equity, and inclusion funding. Citing rising spending and tax hikes at all levels, DeSantis said the task force will analyze local public budget records and seek legislative authority to enforce compliance from local governments. Public universities will also be subjected to an independent review and audit, DeSantis said. We will conduct a deep dive of all facets of university operations and spending, including debt and financial management practices, and make recommendations to the Board of Governors to consider and implement pathways to eliminate any unnecessary spending, he said. Speaking alongside the governor, State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. said that various efficiency-seeking and anti-DEI initiatives are already in place in Florida. He said the state is in the top ranks of education and has been number one in higher education for 8 years in a row. We know we can't rest on our laurels when it comes to providing high-quality education, our public institutions, and reducing administrative bloat, Diaz said. That is why I wholeheartedly support the governor's mission to review higher education spending. The commissioner said in half jest that while many other states push students into zombie studies, programs that don't provide a solid foundation for their future careers, Florida has long been focused on the workforce and the needs of our economies, with Florida DOGE aiming to accelerate those efforts. We will review every dollar spent at our public institutions, ensuring that all programs and administrators are laser-focused on improving student outcomes, which is what the money should be spent on, he said. Recapping his vision, DeSantis joked that the Elon Musk-led federal DOGE could learn a thing or two from Florida's experience. I do think this is something that can be very meaningful and will continue leading the way, DeSantis said. And the bottom line is, you know, you see what they need to do in Washington to try to right the ship. If they just make America operate like Florida, we will be in a much better situation. Musk, meanwhile, said over the weekend that President Donald Trump has endorsed a plan for federal workers to report their weekly accomplishments or face termination. Trump, for his part, urged Musk to get more aggressive with DOGE's efforts to eliminate wasteful spending and trim government bureaucracy. A recent poll of readers of the Epoch Times shows overwhelming support for DOGE and the Trump administration's efforts to cut waste and red tape. At the same time, respondents wanted greater visibility into DOGE's findings, with some also calling for more accountability in government, including prosecution of individuals found guilty of fraudulent actions related to misspending tax dollars.